Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. One of the charges associated in the carfentanil overdoses in Northfield is rarely used. Rice County Attorney John Fossum explained that the charge, selling drugs that caused great bodily harm.
This is a much more specific idea. You're selling these drugs that cause substantial bodily harm or great bodily harm. And because you're selling these drugs, you can be responsible for the harm that's caused.
Fossum said this law isn't new, but he's never seen it used before.
My drugs prosecutor and I read through the statute book, and we pulled out these statutes and decided that this fit pretty well. And I think it accurately describes the conduct. These are presumptive commit-to-prison offenses.
The presumptive sentence is 4 years. Tarka is also charged with first-degree drug sale. His accomplice, 21-year-old Paul Breckestran, was helping make deliveries. He's charged with third-degree drug sale. Both of them have omnibus hearings in May. The Northfield Library renovation and expansion was a public-private partnership, but not all those who pledged paid up. The total project was a little over $3 million. Administrator Ben Martig said 38% of that project was privately funded, or about $900,000. The shortfall...
So about $135,000 of that is basically being written off and being covered by some city transfers from reserve funds. We had a little additional expenses that weren't expected as well, about $42,000 in engineering legal-related fees.
The finance director wanted to close the account. Council approved the dollars and closed the account last week. The Northfield Library has a new program called Canopy, a video streaming service. Reference librarian Debbie Nitz explained that it started at universities to assist in curriculum. The content is unique, largely educational, including documentaries. You download the app, and then you can use
your iOS or Android device and view. Or you can, you know, use Chromecast or Apple TV and view just like you do Netflix, you know, after downloading the app or on your, you know, your smart TV and view it on your television. So you don't have to come to the library.
Wow.
Get your account on the library's website. You'll be directed from there. You do need a valid library card, which is free. There are also over 10,000 classic movies, lots of foreign films, as well as the documentaries, business and career information. And annual burning restrictions will be coming soon, says the DNR. In an effort to prevent wildfires, they're urging woodland property owners to compost their yard waste rather than burn it. Fire prevention supervisor Casey McCoy said burning should be a last resort for yard waste, especially in April and May, when wildfire risk is especially high. He added, composting prevents wildfires and reduces air pollution, so it's the safest possible way to manage your yard debris. The University of Minnesota Extension offers a step-by-step guide to composting yard waste on their website. I have a link from KYMNradio.net. For those who feel they must burn yard debris, now is the time to do it. Burning restrictions will be taking effect immediately after snowmelt occurs. If a yard waste fire does escape, the homeowner is responsible for any damage it does to nearby property. For information and daily updates on open burning restrictions and current fire danger, visit mndnr.gov/burn restrictions. News from around the state is next.